A reading from the writings of St. Peter, Julian, and Mard. The month of the Blessed Sacrament continued. How should you spend this month in order to derive real profit from it? You must in the first place have some book on the Blessed Sacrament and read a little of it every day. Do not be afraid of exhausting the subject matter. The depths of the love of Jesus are unfathomable. Jesus is the same in the Eucharist as in heaven. He is ever beautiful, ever new, ever infinite. You need not fear lest this infinite source should run dry. Jesus has so many graces, so much glory to give us. Take a book, therefore, that treats of the Eucharist. I am fully aware that books do not make saints, and that, on the contrary, it is saints that make good books. For this reason, I recommend books only as a means to instruct you and awaken thoughts in you, which you are to develop and use as food for meditation. Take, for example, the fourth book of the Imitation of Christ. It is so beautiful. It must certainly have been an angel that composed it. Take the visits to the Blessed Sacrament by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. When this book was first published, it revolutionized piety. It has produced and continues every day to produce the most abundant fruits of salvation. There are so many others to choose from. Pick one out that pleases you. Drop your other devotions during this month. You will lose nothing by plunging wholly into the sun. Spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things. I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the Imitation of Mary. The disposition of souls in time of trial. Mary speaks. My child, why do you weep and sigh? The believer. Queen of the saints, I was just beginning to enjoy some little tranquility when suddenly I found myself troubled anew. Injustice, calamity, the ingratitude were plotting against me once more. Loving mother, give this child of yours your help and protection. Mary speaks, my child, your state is somewhat like mine when I heard Simeon's prophecy there in the temple. After telling me of Jesus' future greatness, he predicted that he would meet opposition and persecution, and that a sword of sorrow would pierce my heart. Thus, I would share the difficulties my son would have to bear. I was very familiar from Scripture with the sufferings that would be Jesus' lot. Abel murdered, Joseph sold into slavery, David persecuted, and the Paschal Lamb were all figures foretelling what would befall him. What bitter grief I felt at the sufferings and death of Jesus, which were always in my thoughts. How I groaned within when I held Jesus to my breast and thought of the cruel death by which he must save the world. If I saw a lamb being slaughtered in the temple, or a dove being sacrificed, I said to myself, that is how Jesus will someday be offered. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, co-redemptrix.